Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The winner of 10 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Hello, Dolly! Is an enduring Broadway classic, and it will be on the main stage at Proctors in Schenectady, New York, tonight. Sally Struthers will perform the dominating and endearing role of Dolly Gallagher Levi. Struthers won 2 Emmy Awards for her role as Gloria in the 1970s CBS sitcom All in the Family, and has since played numerous roles on television and on stage, performing in musicals each summer for the past several years at the Ogunquit Playhouse in Ogunquit, Maine. And it is a great pleasure to welcome Sally Struthers to the Roundtable this morning. Good morning.
I love being at the Roundtable, Sarah LaDuke.
Well, we love having you here, Sally Struthers. This tour isn't the first time you're playing Dolly. What do you like about the role?
It's a perfect role for an older woman, and there are so few roles for older women. You know, Hollywood and the industry in general pretty much gives up on women when they turn 40. Parts are written like one woman part to 4 or 5 men's parts in every film and TV show. And so when you're 66 years old, and I am 66, and you get to play the lead role in an American classic musical, it's heaven. I get to do monologues that are serious and touching and bring hopefully a tear to people's eye. I get to do scenes that are hilariously written. The dialogue's wonderful. I get to sing 7 songs. I get to wear gorgeous costumes. I get to work with a cast of 26 people who are challenging me on stage every night.
The show does call for a lot, and I was looking at the dates for this tour, and you're back-to-back in all different cities, doing mostly one night per town. How are you? How do you take care of yourself? How do you keep your energy up for that strenuous schedule?
It's not difficult. Every crew has a hard time. They get very little sleep. When we finish the show and the curtain comes down, they've got to strike the inset and get out of 4 trucks and then follow the trucks in their crew bus that has space for 13 people to sleep on the bus, and believe me, those spaces are like coffins. And then if it takes 2 hours or 4 or 6 hours to get there, the minute they roll into the parking lot of the new theater in the new city, they've got to wake up, get off the bus, and they have that day to put the entire set and curtains and flooring and everything in for a show there that night. So I worship them. We have it much easier. We are on comfortable buses. We stay in lovely hotel rooms. We don't have a thing to complain about. And I love playing the role because it gives me a chance to fly all of my wares. It gives me a chance to be funny and to be touching and to sing and dance and to travel the country and see America again. You can never see enough of America. It's such a vast, beautiful, interesting country. And meet people along the way on the road and in the theaters and in the hotels and out walking around on the streets and be reaffirmed once again what a great nation we live in and what great people live in it. And although it would seem grueling to many people to go out at 66 and do this with a bunch of 20-year-olds, it's exhilarating. It really is.
You're, of course, no stranger to playing a role for an extended period of time, but with a stage show, you're playing Dolly, and she's, you know, reliving the same moments every night, where when you played Gloria on All in the Family, for instance, or Babette on Gilmore Girls, there were different experiences and different, events. Of course, it was TV versus stage, which is very different, too. But do you like that hominess of being in the same role for a while?
I don't mind it. I think it would probably be daunting to some actors who have only had a career in film, let's say, and they have the security of only having to know anywhere between 1 to 5 pages of dialogue a day. That's pretty much how much you have to memorize to shoot a whole day's worth of activity making a film. And then they can forget all that night because the next day they need to learn 2 or 3 more pages. And so their head isn't crowded with 80 pages of dialogue. And they're saved by the director with retakes, and they don't have to be perfect because after many takes of the same scene, the editor will put it together and make the performances look flawless. And when you're on the stage, you're a trapeze artist flying without a net. You have to do all of the pages straight through with no one yelling cut. You have to try to save the moments on stage where someone else has a momentary lapse of consciousness and forgets their lines, and you have to find a way to get out of that moment. It's all exhilarating, but there are a lot of actors that wouldn't do it, and I don't mind it at all. I feel my chest is kind of puffed up. I'm kind of proud when I get through the show every night because it's a challenge to make it fresh every night. Mm-hmm. It's never boring for me, hopefully not for the audience. And I find new things every night. I'll say a line, and I'll hear myself saying it, and I'll say to myself, well, that was a different read than you gave last night. You must be in a different mood, Sally. You said that line completely differently today. It's never by rote. It's always interesting.
You've been, in the last handful of years, doing a lot of shows at the Ogunquit Playhouse in Ogunquit, Maine. How did you start working there, and what do you like about it so much that keeps bringing you back?
I was called 12 years ago by the artistic director there and asked to come do the two-woman show that I had done quite a bit 12 years ago called Always Patsy Cline. It's a two-woman musical with a country-western band on stage. And so my friend Krista Jackson and I flew to Ogunquit and did the show there, and it was so popular and sold out that the same artistic director invited us back the next year to do the same thing all over again. So my first 2 years in Ogunquit, we're doing the same show. Mm-hmm. Then that artistic director left, and a new one came in named Brad Kenny, and he saw the love affair I was having with the people of Ogunquit, and he decided to, you know, bankroll on that. And he's invited me back every year since, and I've done such a myriad of shows there, from Fiddler on the Roof to Legally Blonde to 9 to 5 to this last summer I did Thoroughly Modern Millie.
And do you have a favorite role you've done there?
I did Dolly there as well. I did Hello Dolly. Favorite role I've done there. Wow, that's a good... You know, as you're doing them, you keep thinking, well, this one's my favorite one, and then sure. They call you back the next year, and it might be a show you've never done before, so that's daunting, because you only have 2 weeks to learn the whole thing, and all the blocking, and all the songs, and all the choreography, and sometimes it's hugely challenging. You go out on stage for that first show, and you're a deer in the headlights. You don't know what to do next, but I think overall, for my whole career on stage, my very favorite might have been when I was on Broadway, when Neil Simon rewrote The Odd Couple for two women. Mm-hmm. And I did that for a year and a half, and I loved that role. It was Felix Unger in the men's play, and it's Florence Unger in the women's play.
If the right series came along, would you do series television again?
Absolutely. It affords me the chance to live in my own house and be near my daughter and be with my pets and see all of my closest friends on a daily basis, and that's delicious too. So after doing a big tour like this, there would be nothing more wonderful than going home and getting a series. And believe me, I do not need to be the star of the series. I'd be happy to play a supportive role. I would just love to spend some time in my house again. That would be fun.
Sure. your voice was a staple of my childhood in Dinosaurs and the Disney Afternoon cartoon Tailspin. Do you like...
I can't believe that you watched those, Sarah.
I did. And didn't realize until looking up, you know, your IMDb page today that you were the voice of Rebecca Cunningham on Tailspin.
Yeah.
When you do voiceover work, is the preparation very different? Is it a lot easier and less intensive than when you're actually going to appear on camera or on stage?
Well, there's nobody listening to us, right? I just want this to be between you and me, but it's criminal how easy it is. I mean, you don't have to rehearse. You don't have to put on makeup. You don't have to memorize anything. You don't have to go out in front of... You could show up at the sound studio in your pajamas and you go in and you put on headphones and you're just reading. You just read it out loud.
Sally Struthers is playing Dolly Gallagher Levi in the 50th anniversary tour of Hello, Dolly. It will be on the main stage at Proctor's tonight. To learn more, visit proctors.org. Sally Struthers, has been a real treat. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you, Sarah LaDuke. And everybody out there in Schenectady, come on down!
Sally Struthers plays the title role in Hello, Dolly at Proctor's in Schenectady, New York, tonight at 8 p.m. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.